It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Mike Arnold, and we're in for Rob and Veronica today. The U.S. Department of Labor released its November jobs report today, and numbers are much better than expected.
That's right. The unemployment rate dropped to 7%, which is the lowest it's been in the past 5 years. And 203,000 jobs were added during November, a higher number than expected. Joining us to talk about those jobs numbers is Chris Farrell, senior economics contributor to American Public Media's Marketplace Money. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start about the news behind the numbers, because I'll tell you, this is one of those stories. Every month we wait for these numbers,
yeah.
And this story, I'll tell you, you know, in good times it never comes up, but it seems like this is the lead story of whatever day of the month it is.
Oh, it absolutely is, because for one thing, we're in an economy where everyone, you know, wants us to have more and more jobs, right? That's a sign of a healthy economy. And when you look at this report, this is one of the few reports that we've had that, you know, pretty much is good news, and the 203 for November, but we also had a revision upward in October to 200,000. And so there is a sense that the labor market's starting to improve, that you know, more people might start looking for work. And when you look at the numbers, you know, factory up 27,000, professional and business services up 35,000. You know, here's been the story. Here's the story, really, of the past year almost, which is the private sector economy is doing a lot better. And where we're doing bad is on government services, because once again in this report, government employment, federal government employment was down 7,000, and over the past 12 months, we've lost 92,000 jobs on the federal government side. So in a sense, the story I read out of this is the private sector economy is getting stronger. What's been holding it back is the cutbacks on the government side.
Boy, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who don't want to hear that.
Well, I think now, the other thing is, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
what the stock market went up 199 points.
Yeah.
So it was incredible. And there is this sense that the drag from the government is not going to get any worse. It's sort of stabilizing. There is a continuing drag, but it really has stabilized. We had the damage from the government shutdown. We've had a lot of cutbacks on government employment. But the situation is stabilizing. It looks like out of Washington we're going to get some sort of budget deal. No one wants to go into round two of government shutdown. And so there is part of the optimism, I think, that comes out of this report and some of the other economic indicators that are coming out that, again, suggest the strength in the economy is that, look, you know, the government may not be helping out that much, but it's not really going to make things that much worse. So therefore, we might actually get a lot better news than we were expecting even 3 months ago.
You know, and I took a look at the report before the program, and one of the things that jumped out at me, because I'm attracted to simple things like graphs and charts.
Yes, I love graphs and charts.
Well, good, because the graph I saw was this unemployment rate graph. And, you know, from 2009 to now, that is, you know, there's a couple of fits and starts here, but it's definitely trending down.
Yes, it is trending down now. And we've always had this wariness, and you still have to have wariness when you look at this. You know, there are a lot of people who basically give up on looking for a job,
mm-hmm.
right? So you've been out there, you've been looking for a job, you don't get a job, the surveyor calls you. You're no longer looking. So you are no longer counted among the unemployed, because in order to be unemployed, you have to be actively looking. That's one of the criterion that goes into that. And so as the unemployment rate has been coming down, there's been a lot of legitimate skepticism about how positive to be about that. Yes, we want a lower unemployment rate, but how much that really reflects people just being discouraged and giving up. The sense with this one and what happened last month, that there's a little bit of a turn going on. You can't put quite the negative spin on the numbers that you could before. So again, it is good that the unemployment rate is 7%. And personally, I think part of it is conversations like we're having right now, putting the news out that the unemployment rate is 7% is also going to convince some people to decide, you know what, maybe I should go back into the job market and try to get a job because things are getting healthier. And that would be a really good sign.
Let's talk, though, about where the new jobs are coming from, because I've heard some analysis of that saying, you know, not all the jobs we're seeing being created are those great old jobs of the past with full-time employment and benefits
yeah.
and so forth.
Well, a lot of the, you know, there is a lot of job creation that's going on in terms of part-time employment. And this has been something that's been going on for a longer period of time in our economy. It's not just at this period of time. And if you think about it, what a lot of employers will do is they'll hire temporary workers. And it's a test to see, well, you know, first of all, do I want to hire this worker, but also how's demand doing? Because really that's a big question. You put someone on your payroll, do I have quite enough business to justify this? And so there has been an increase in temporary employment. I think there's been a sort of a wrong story about that this is all because of the Affordable Care Act, that everyone's moving to temporary employment. Actually, if you look what's going on, it's far more full-time employment than temporary employment. Nevertheless, you know, I'm heartened by even the rise in temporary employment, because a lot of times that can turn into full-time work. If we end up in this sort of virtuous cycle where more people are hired, they spend more money, therefore there's more demand, business does more hiring, and you end up in this virtuous cycle. And in that virtuous cycle, a lot of temporary work becomes full-time.
And I don't know the answer to this question, so I'm just going to ask you, if we were having this discussion a year ago, would we have predicted a 7% unemployment rate right now?
I think I kind of did, but here's the thing. I've been overly optimistic. And one of the things we have to be wary about is, if you remember, we've had two really false dawns back in 2011 and in early 2011, early 2012, where, you know, there were genuine signs of the economy improving. We were growing at a 2% average annual rate. Looked like the economy was going to go to 3%. There were some signs of vigor, you know, relative vigor, not great vigor, but relative vigor in the job market. And then things sort of faded. You know, they just kind of went down. And this right now, and I think what the, you know, the, we always have to be careful putting an interpretation on the stock market and the stock market action. But I think the interpretation I'd put on it right now is that, you know, there's a sense that this is more durable. Three out of the past 4 months, we've had an employment growth of 200,000. You know, this is an economy that's getting better. Consumer spending is up. Consumer confidence is up. The housing market is kind of a little going up and down, but basically in the right direction. So, yeah, I think this is an economy going for 2 to 3%. Back of our minds, we always have to think about this false dawn. Washington could always disrupt things if we don't get a budget agreement. But I'm making, I think, what a lot of people are assuming is that they're not that crazy.
And I hate to bring politics into it, but you know what the heck? Let's bring politics into
it. That's fine. Bring politics.
The president's approval rating right now is not, well, it's down. So do you think the American public is going to be responding with a more favorable opinion for the president, for the administration, or the more wait and see?
Well, we have to take a longer period of time. But if we do, if we had this conversation in 6 months, and if the unemployment rate continues to drop and the job growth numbers continue to show, you know, 200,000, 200,000 plus, his approval rating will go up.
All right. There it is.
I mean, and vice versa, if this turns out to be the peak once again, and then we stutter down back to this sort of 180, 190, his approval rating will not improve.
Always something to look forward to. Well, yes. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Chris Farrell, senior economics contributor for Marketplace Money.